You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll look at the role of veterans in American presidential races. First, with the Winter Olympics wrapping up last Sunday, we're now looking ahead to the 2018 Paralympic Winter Games, which begin on March 9th. In our continuing coverage of Wisconsin Olympians, WPR's Maureen McCollum recently spoke with Mia Zutter, a native of Sun Prairie, who's competing at the Games in cross-country skiing and biathlon. Maureen also talked to Mia's doctor, David Gamm, about Stargardt disease. That's a degenerative eye condition that Zutter was diagnosed with in 2011. We'll first hear from Dr. Gamm and then Mia Zutter.
So, Dr. Gamm, I'm wondering if you can talk about the first time you met Mia.
So that was, I believe it was 2012, and Mia and her family came in, and all I knew at the time was that she was having difficulty with her vision. And I immediately knew something was significantly wrong when I walked in the room, sat down, and started talking to her. And that's because folks who have problems with the center portion of their vision, such that when they look directly at something, it disappears, they tend to have what's called eccentric fixation, meaning that they look slightly away from the object of regard in order to see it. And so when she was looking at me, I could tell that she was really not looking directly at me, but kind of at my ear. And that's a bit of a dead giveaway that there's something going wrong in the center of the retina. So that told me immediately that something was up. And in a person of her age, one of the main causes of that is an entity called Stargardt disease.
It's just like that center field of vision just disappears, and it's almost like the side parts just come together?
Exactly.
Wow.
So if you were to, say, look at a clock straight on, but the clock itself isn't necessarily totally gone, like a black hole in the center of your vision, but exceedingly blurred. And first thing people think about is, well, look away. But the problem is that follows you wherever you go, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's fixed. So that center portion of your vision, which is the most crucial part of your eyesight, just think, try to read a book looking at the edge of the book. But in children who have Stargardt, it happens gradually over time, and it's remarkable how it can go unnoticed, both to the individual who has the problem as well as to the family, because they adapt so well. I mean, children are resilient, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they don't really know anything different. And oftentimes they'll just say, well, I thought everybody saw this way.
Then what was it like working with her, you know, in the years after that, just in learning how to kind of deal with this?
Well, I mean, the remarkable thing about Mia and her family was, you know, when we did the testing there in the office, just to confirm what our suspicion was, you know, in some respects, I remember kind of saying, well, I've got, you know, kind of good news and bad news. And the bad news is there really is a problem. I mean, you kind of knew that when you came in here because you had failed some vision tests and knew something was going wrong. The good news is that it's pretty much almost fully affected you at this point. There may be some additional vision loss down the line that you might experience, but it was pretty far along at the time that I met her. Yet look at what she was already doing. I mean, she's one excellent student, mm-hmm. very active. And I said, so in some respects, I'm giving you a diagnosis today, but you didn't, it's not like today is when all this started. It's, you've been, you know, you've already demonstrated a remarkable resiliency. You know, Mia, really, just keep doing what you're doing. This doesn't change anything, really, in terms of your trajectory. You've already set yourself on such a wonderful path, and you've met so many goals. There's no reason to put a damper on any of that.
So with Stargardt disease, it's kind of carry on as you have been, but then are there, like, are there surgeries, are there things that, like, the medical field can do to correct
no.
it?
No, yeah, that's the issue. It's a genetic disorder which affects only her vision, so it doesn't affect any other part of her physiology whatsoever. But there is a lot of work being done to try and help individuals, and there's a great deal of hope now going forward in a number of different experimental areas that we work on here at the McPherson Eye Research Institute and at the University of Wisconsin. And these vary from actually trying to repair the gene defect itself, if we can get to it early enough, or replacing the cells in the retina, the photoreceptor cells and the helper cells of the photoreceptors, the rods and cones, and try to actually replace them using stem cell technology.
Wow.
And we're doing a lot of really cutting-edge research in those areas. They're not ready for prime time at this point, but we're moving ahead at a safe but expeditious pace. And I think patients like Mia will have options in the foreseeable future. But in the meantime, it's no reason to slow down or modify your goals, as Mia shows.
Right. I was going to say, case in point with Mia.
don't wait for us, in other words, right? We're working for you. We're working really hard.
Yeah.
We want to help you. But in the meantime, do your thing.
Yeah. So will you be watching Mia compete?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yes. This doesn't come along every very often. And I suspect it won't be the first time either to watch Mia do something pretty spectacular.
So, Mia, tell us about how you got started with Nordic skiing.
Yeah, for sure. So I ran cross-country and track almost all the way through high school. I didn't run track my junior and senior year, but I ran cross-country all 4 years. And then before losing my vision, I was a figure skater. So I always kind of liked the, balance and, grace of that, but I really liked endurance also. So when I first was introduced to skiing, or the idea of it, I was really against it just because I was so into running at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents were the ones who kind of were like, you can't just not try it. Like, at least try it first. So then I tried roller skiing for the first time, which is like the summer cross training form of skiing.
Sure.
And I loved it. It was like rollerblading and it kind of reminded me of figure skating. My first time on the snow was shortly after my first, it was probably a month after my first time roller skiing, and I was like, this is my perfect sport. Just instantly, I was like, I want to be good. I will be good at this.
So do you remember, like, what it was, like, in that moment when it just, like, the light bulb went off and you were like, oh, my God, this is so for me?
It's so much faster than running because you're gliding. So it's got kind of, like, a gracefulness to it, which I missed from figure skating. But it was also just, like, exhausting, and I have always loved endurance sports, and yeah, it was just kind of my perfect like hybrid of the two sports. So then when I had found this new sport that I just loved, I was just like, I can make this what I want, like what I want it to be. And in my first year skiing, I got to watch a Paralympic World Cup in Cable, Wisconsin, and that was like my first experience seeing these disabled athletes and how they're doing a sport with their adaptations and how it's a competitive sport. And that's like, I love sports for fun, but I'm a very competitive person. So seeing what it like that this could be like a professional athlete setting was like the dream for me. So ever since seeing that World Cup, I just knew like I wanted to be on that team and like in these races.
And now you've made the Paralympic team. Congratulations. That's super exciting.
Thank you.
So back in 2011, you were diagnosed with Stargardt's disease. And I'm wondering if you can describe for people who don't have this, like, what it's like for you visually?
So throughout these last almost seven years, I have lost all of my central vision, but it's not black like people expect blindness to be. It's more of, like, I kind of explain it as, like, sea glass, how it's so fogged, like, you can't see through it, but you can get light through it. And then I have my peripheral vision, which is blurry just because it's not meant for like precise seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So that I solely use my peripheral vision.
So at what point when you were in either middle school or high school and these changes were coming upon you, did you say like, this is not going to hold me back whatsoever?
I think it was when in seventh grade, when I went out for track the first time, because I did it because my older sister did it and I want to be her.
Yeah.
But just, like, how I was doing this sport with a guide, competing in these meets like the rest of my classmates, but I was doing well. Like, I was beating girls, and I'm competitive, so that feels good. And just, like, realizing that, I'm still a fast runner despite the situation, I just was like, well, I can be an athlete just like anyone else. So that was really empowering for me, just having the support from my family, like, I mean, my parents being scared of what this would mean for my future, but then still, like, wanting me to have a normal upbringing, like, I think that was really crucial to, like, this whole situation that I'm in now and, like, being on the Paralympics team.
And then once you're over there, are you setting any expectations for yourself?
Who doesn't want a medal?
Right.
But just based on my past World Cups and where I'm falling, I don't want to put pressure on myself to medal just because it is my, like, first Paralympics. And my goal this year was to qualify. So I'm already relaxed. I kind of reached my goal, and now it's just that you've earned this, you get to go, is kind of all I'm focused on. But definitely looking for a medal in Beijing in 4 years. So.
I was going to say, you're so young. Like, I'm sure many people will be expecting to see you as the years go on.
Yeah, and that's what I love about skiing is it doesn't really have a time limit. Like, yeah. My competitors, some of them are, like, upper 30s, 40s. Like, so it's really a really cool sport that can last for so long. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Well, congratulations and best of luck, and we'll all be cheering for you back here.
Oh, thank you.
That was WPR's Maureen McCollum talking with Dr. David Gam and Mia Zutter, a Sun Prairie native who's competing at the upcoming Paralympic Winter Games in the cross-country skiing and biathlon events.